Hello and welcome to episode 1.5 of Bomb City Raiders. This episode was really more of a catch-up episode. We discussed grief, panhandle rainstorms, Torrid Dragon's car accident, favorite gas stations in Texas, childhood memories that were good. We also vaguely discussed Endgame. Don't worry, no spoilers. We made fun of birds as they did mating displays in the rain. And we discussed eating our feelings. And go! So we are cruising down 45th. And I currently have in the vehicle, we've got Pyra Sky.
Hello.
Tora Dragon.
What's up?
Gary Brooks.
Hey, hey, hey.
And we got Trash Panda.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm Jen. So, in this episode, we're just going to kind of discuss a few things that have been kind of going on with our group. We've lost a family member. We had one of our hosts had a car accident. I know we posted about that on the Facebook page. He's doing well. He's actually here. Say hi, Torrid. One more time. All right. So, where we're heading to right now is we're heading to the Bullfighter, which is at the old tequila, what was
Ruby
it?
Ruby Tequila.
Ruby Tequila, yeah, Ruby Tequila.
You got and beer on the mind, guys. Don't worry about that.
Tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila. I could do with a couple of those.
Didn't they lose the restaurant because they weren't paying their bills or taxes
something
or something?
Effect.
Yeah.
The taxes.
Yeah.
They weren't paying their musicians either.
Yup. So we're heading to it. It looks like, according to Discord, it looks like it's a classic Garatina. Not an origin one.
Not a tentacle one.
Yeah, it's not a tentacle one. Mary likes some tentacle ones.
Yeah. It actually looks like feathers to me more than tentacles.
It does, yeah.
Like a headdress.
Nah.
Oh!
Tickle, tickle.
I tickled the trash panda.
Yeah. Oh. We currently, before we started recording, we were discussing stages of grief. And at this point, Pyra has lost her sister, and she is at the point where she's kind of accepted it. You know, she's letting the world know, like, you know, this is just part of the circle of life. As a matter of fact, she was even singing the circle of life.
It sucks, but yes.
Well, most people are kind of questioning as to why she's already got to this stage, but they forget that everybody gets to that point differently. You know, they...
Yeah,
you know, some people, they have the anger stage, they have the, what is it, taxonomy, right? They have the anger stage, they have the...
Blame.
Yeah, the blame.
It's bargaining.
Yeah, bargaining, and yeah.
Or the it should have been me.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the bargaining stage.
Nope.
The it should have been me is the bargaining stage, because you want to make you want to sit there and be like, okay, well, you know, I would totally have traded places if possible, you know. All right, we are turning right onto Sauncey from 45th. Looks like there's a really nice Texas thunderstorm off in the distance.
Over us, rolling in.
Yeah, rolling in, yeah.
Tentacle!
It's a tentacle one.
Oh, it is a tentacle one?
Yes.
Sweet. I don't even have my app open. I have the recording app, but I don't have anything else. I have not checked in. I mean, I said we were on our way. Wow, there's going to be a lot here. We're the Jenny crew. Yeah, Dark Prince is working today, so as of recording this right now, the podcast, the first episode, has 23 downloads.
Oh.
Yep, the very first episode.
That's nuts.
I'm super excited. The second I hit publish and I realized it was like for real, it was trippy. It was like, oh my god, I'm a published podcaster.
We all are.
Yeah, we all are. Yeah. We're all... This is legit.
What a yeah, value, Trash Panda.
I know.
The Facebook page has 33 likes.
It doesn't surprise me, though.
And some of them are not my friends.
Some of them are mine.
I don't know if I should be upset.
Because I shared posts. Just... I shared the podcast post.
Yeah, my cousin wrote a really good... My cousin wrote a really good review. A five review.
Oh. Okay. Ish.
Starting.
Up, we're starting. Fighting with my pal, kid. It's got Draco Meteor. Heck yeah.
Dialgas.
Heck yeah. Huh? What'd you say?
Mine's got Dialgas.
Yeah.
Hey, Dialgas.
Palkia.
So we have thunderstorm warning to 6:45.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that just popped up on mine too.
Oh, good. Like I said, it's a gorgeous panhandle rainstorm. You know, that's something I missed whenever we moved away for a while. Was I missed the storms. Like, yeah, there was a lot of rain in Florida, but I missed the, I don't know, there's just something about that storm blowing in, like the smell, the way the air feels. I don't know, it's just nothing like it, you know?
Yeah. Damn it, I should have popped a lucky egg.
Oh, man.
I don't even have any.
Yeah, you
classic
have,
Pyra.
Yep, classic Pyra. Da-dunk-dunk.
Da-dunk-chink.
We could almost do a sound bite of that. Like, forgot my egg.
I am notorious for that. Like, seriously.
That's going to be your sound bite. I forgot to pop a lucky egg. Eventually, listening to every episode, I'll get to where I know what everybody's, like, catchphrase is. Like, yeah. And, like, see, Mary's definitely Becky let me smash.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's...
I got an excellent throw. No, why won't you stay in there?
I got a feeling I ain't gonna catch this thing.
I got a feeling of that as well.
I got a feeling that I ain't gonna catch this joker.
I got a feeling this one's gonna be a bitch.
Yeah, it is. It usually is.
At least they can't, like, escape. You know, at least they can't, like...
Until the end.
Get away. Yeah. No, I mean, like, get away, like, during... You know, like, when you're trying to catch a regular Pokemon and...
Did you get it?
I had network issues, I think. Oh, there it goes.
Why do I get it when I'm not paying attention?
You never
I do it when I'm talking with you or talking.
One. I know.
That's his first one.
That's his first one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, you haven't been able to even raid at all since the accident, so.
Since my beautiful accident.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
His beautiful accident is what he called it. Oh yeah, real good. Just so y'all know, guys, Trailblazers, they barrel roll easily.
Through the air.
Yeah, through the air. And they eject.
It was such a wonderful sight.
And they like to eject the passengers, apparently, too. That's another thing, too. Tora Dragon survived being ejected from his vehicle. So I think that warrants an applause or a, I don't know, a high five.
Kudos.
Yeah, kudos.
Kudos.
Yeah, maybe buy a scratch ticket. I don't know.
I survived life.
Yeah, I mean that's yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
I know I wasn't ejected from my vehicle, but sometimes I find it.
Sometimes you get ejected from life.
Yeah, sometimes life just kicks me in the fucking ass.
So this one time, the old trash pan and I were driving around, and she was playing Pokemon Go, and I said to her, Any Pokemon around? She's like, yeah, there's a Mareep around. And it just stuck as a running. My husband Gary, he likes to drive around with water in the car, and he's got like four 1 gallon water jugs.
You do it too. I've seen you sip.
I'm holding
out of it.
One.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I've
I
seen
only
you
have
sip
one
out of it.
Though. He's got many.
She likes to flutter.
Yeah.
Let them floor bullets flutter.
About a week after Tora Dragon had his car accident, I was gonna go take him to go somewhere, and I think I was taking him to the Bulls game or something. But so I sit there, I'm like, yeah, I'll be there in a minute. And so I was out delivering, and for the delivery services I use, and I sat there and I accidentally knocked the lid off of the gallon jug of water that I just got filled that evening. So literally,
like 5 hours
I hear
prior or something like that?
No, it was like 2 hours
prior. I don't
prior.
Have control of it, I just realized.
No, it was 2 hours prior.
Oh, so here we do.
It might have been less even. It may have even been less. But anyways, so I knocked the lid off and I hear this glug, 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 glug. And I'm like,
she's
no.
Got her
yeah, literally. And I had a roll of paper towel in the back seat.
Just open the
like,
front door and just
yeah.
Let out all the water.
Well, the thing about it is the way it's designed, the front floorboard is kind of sunken in, so it created like a bowl, like a lip.
A basin?
Yeah, it created a lip basin.
Nasty.
So it wasn't going anywhere.
No, without towels or shop vac.
Well, see, so what wound up happening was I had this roll of paper towel in the back seat of my
and
car.
You just tossed it in the
like,
basin?
Yeah, it's fine. It'll be fine. So I tossed it in there. It got saturated so fast.
And it did nothing. Like, literally, there was still, like, 2 inches worth of water in the floorboard. So just so the listeners know, I drive a little Chevy Cobalt. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, well, this is a flipping mess. So so I walk, I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, all the places my shop vac hoses are missing, because my, that's a whole nother story, because my dad had my shop vac and lost all the attachments to it. So yeah, I have the hose. Woo.
You said we don't have a hose.
Yeah, but all the attachments are gone. Like, it's annoying to use. But anyway, so I go over to Pack-A-Sack, and Pack-A-Sack has one of those $1 vacuums. So anyway, yeah, so I wind up getting to vacuum it all up, and I'm like, okay, that's great. But it was still kind of damp. So imagine my relief when I go to pick up Torrid Dragon, I realize he's got a walking boot on instead of a wet, or like, instead of like a cloth, like, wrap. So I'm like, oh, good. So he can step on it.
Yay.
And I tell him as I'm wheeling him out in his wheelchair, I'm telling him, yeah, so in true, true Jenny fashion, I spilt an entire jug of water. And he's just like, wow.
Yeah.
He's just like, well, that's typical. This is one of the first official episodes with Torrid actually on the podcast, just so y'all know. Yep.
Oh, cool. That little lady was just sitting in her front yard waiting for the storm.
Hey, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in the front
yard. She was
yard
sitting waiting. In her little moo-moo.
Her little moo-moo?
Her little purple moo-moo.
Oh.
That's the only reason I saw her. She had a purple moo-moo.
My mom used to swear by those. Oh my gosh, she'd wear them so much.
My grandma, my mom, and my aunt all swear by them.
What about you, Pirate? Did you ever have a fashion choice that your mom used to do that would just drive you crazy?
Mom used to do the moo-moos for a while, and then I was like, Mom, please.
Mom.
Mama, no.
Put some freaking
Mama, don't make me burn in the fireplace in 5 seconds.
Oh.
I was that kid. I played with fire.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
henceforth the name.
Yeah,
Pyra.
Your tag is Pyra, so.
That makes sense.
The effeminate of Pyro. Mm.
Don't need caffeine at this event.
At this event.
Should have said something when I went in to fart and fetch him. I had to grab you one.
Fart and fetch him.
You don't have to.
I haven't heard it called that in a long time.
I do it almost like religiously. Yeah.
Tootin' and bootin'. Or what?
Yeah.
Tootin' bootin'. Yeah. What is y'all's favorite gas station in Texas? What is y'all's favorite gas station to go to?
Allsup's.
Allsup's, yep.
I don't really care as long as they have what I want.
Dude.
6 days after working at J&B, I'm kind of partial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they got the Little Debbie snacks.
Yeah, they're local. Debbie. And they're Debbie.
And they used to have, like, the little deli there and used to make these, like, little chicken wraps that are, like, the bomb. I don't know what kind of chicken they got, but, oh, my God, it was, like, delish. Because we'd grill the chicken, slice it up.
I remember when I was a kid, my dad used to wake me up at, like on a Saturday. He'd wake, or like in the summertime he'd do it too, but like on a Saturday, I remember specifically. He'd wake me up and he would go, okay, guess what? I'm like, what? And he's like, it's 10 o'clock. You know what that means? And I'm like,
waffles?
No, it meant that the sandwiches.
I would hope it'd be waffles.
God, I would love waffles.
No, it meant that the pulled pork sandwiches at Allsup's were available because that's when they would put them in the thing to go get them.
Oh, so they were fresh.
Yeah, Dad and I would drive over to the Allsup's that we knew always had it, which was over on Highway 60 in Pampa, and they were the one that always would have them no matter what. And so we would literally sit there. And we'd just sit there and we'd eat chips and sit in the car and eat our sandwiches. That was our
sandwich.
Our lunch.
I mean, your brunch.
Yeah.
Breakfast, lunch, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically, since I had just woke up, it was my breakfast, but...
Well, that's what I said. Breakfast. Brunch. Same difference.
La dunch.
Well, yeah, I guess if you're doing lunch, dinner, all in, like, shit.
I always have those kind of little memories, though, of when I was a kid. I have some good ones, but I have some doozies, too. But I think we all do, but...
6 to 8. Yeah, I remember running around Tennessee in the backyard and running out to the forest lawn behind the house and our tree line.
Yeah.
There's actually cars that trees have grown up through the car.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Out back there.
There's something like that out of Cherry Auto Salvage, too, here in town. Well,
probably.
It's not in town, but it's out on Cherry Avenue, but...
Yeah. I've seen the ones out there at Cherry.
Mm-hmm. Those are cool as hell because they're like 1950s, 1940s model cars with the with the trees growing up between them. We're also kind of reeling from going to Endgame. Obviously, no spoilers, so nobody flip out. But it was really good. Han Solo dies at the end.
That's your spoiler.
That's the wrong genre, but it'll work.
There were credits at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had like, a bunch of credits.
Yeah, all the credits.
All the credits. Spoiler alert,
it is totally worth it to stay for the end credits, right, guys?
Yes, all the signatures in the credits. I mean,
total credits.
It's total credibility.
No.
Stay all the way through the credits.
Yeah, all of it.
You'll enjoy it.
Just read them all.
It's worth it. Oh, I read this thing. I read this thing that even Josh Brolin was getting in on laughing about the Thanos Google search thing.
Was he?
Yeah, he apparently, I haven't seen the tweet or whatever, but apparently he was talking about it on social media. I don't know which one, like which social media platform, but.
I did it when I got home.
Yeah.
Only because I was looking online about something and then it was like, hey, do this. And I'm like, what?
What?
So I did it, and everything started looking up on my phone.
Oh, you did it from your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does look creepy on your phone.
It looks creepier. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck?
It looks creepier on your phone.
Everything is just disappearing.
Oh, I may have to try it on my phone later just to see.
It was funny.
It was awesome, and then it was done, and I was like, is it okay? Did I get a virus?
Can I do it again?
Yeah.
What happened?
I didn't do it. It didn't do anything really permanently, but it was just funny. Because at first I thought I was freaking out because I was like, crap, what did I do?
I was like, I'm going to test it again, and it undid everything. I was like, oh.
This is why I'm not allowed to touch things. This is why I can't have nice things.
I'm really kind of impressed at how well my voice is actually sounding as I'm talking because I basically literally at the beginning of this week I had no voice. I had a severe case of laryngitis. I couldn't say anything. It was the happiest few days of Mary's life.
Oh, no comment out of Trash Panda.
It was an interesting time. Yeah.
So quiet, right?
I tried to be still loud, but it didn't work out so well.
It was very quiet for a few days.
Very weird, huh?
Uh-huh.
Especially when you're not used to being that quiet.
The dog looks scary.
Yeah, the dog.
Oh, poor Daisy.
The dog judged me. The dog judged me every time I tried to talk to her and just a squeak came out.
Yeah, I was squealing and squeaking at her.
Even the cat was a little like, what the heck's wrong with you?
What the feck is wrong with your face?
And the cat could tell that I wasn't feeling well, so she was wanting to cuddle me. And I was like, I don't feel very well, cat. Like, you're really hot. I mean, and sometimes it feels good, but sometimes it doesn't.
You're too warm, little fluffy princess.
Says pumpkin.
Yes.
She's so cute.
Yep. See, with old Gary and I, when we named the cat, he wanted pumpkin and I wanted princess because she's a beautiful, fluffy, black cat that I could just tell was going to be our little princess. So, I hope it was a compromise. I hope he's okay with the fact that I called her Princess Pumpkin. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay.
Obviously. I mean, she's...
Yeah, her first vet records actually indicated that she was Princess Pumpkin. That was her old name. The vet walks in. Is this Princess Pumpkin? We're like, yeah.
She's not orange. What the fuck? That's what my first thought is. She's not orange. Why you call her Princess Pumpkin? I don't understand.
It's the same.
You could have called her Princess Goth, and it would have been.
It's the same principle of naming a white cat
Snowball.
Ashes. Like, you know.
Who did that?
Snowball.
I've had several. Like, I've known several white cats named Ashes. It's a joke.
Oh.
You know, like a black cat being named Snowball.
Okay. I have not met any of these cats.
No, I wanted to name her Pumpkin because she was cute like a pumpkin when we first got her.
She's a little pumpkin.
Yeah.
Are pumpkins cute?
They can be.
Okay.
It's been known to happen.
I guess. I can't really judge people on naming animals. I named my cat Toots.
I like it, though. That's cute.
Toots. I was like, hey, Toots.
I miss Nox's cat, Madam Wu.
Oh, man.
I mean, yeah.
Or Shekinah.
Oh, Shekinah's the one I remember.
Yeah.
Because Shekinah would you like to get right up here on the top of my boobs and just go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like it was her place to rest. And it's like, really, cat?
Yeah. And old Gary and Torrid up there at the front like to put her up on top of the door casing. And then she'd look at me and meow. And then all of a sudden she'd say, Banzai, mommy, and land on me. And scratch the bejesus out of me.
Evie. That's a fun time.
Evie, because we break for Evies.
Yes, we do.
Sometimes I do.
We were talking about swag for our Patreon, for our Patreons, and we were discussing maybe offering up like a thing maybe where we offer I break for Evie bumper stickers or something. We don't know yet. We're still trying to figure it out, but we did set up the Patreon page though. Or I did, so
it's like, any suggestions, feel free to give them to us.
Yeah,
we'll
for
aren't
real.
Those, aren't
yeah.
those,
you want some swag? We'll figure out what kind of swag we should do.
Aren't those, TM'd, though? Or?
What is TM'd?
The I break for Evies, because it's not exactly something we came up with.
I break for Evies was something I came up with.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure.
I've got this made.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry. I thought you just bought it from somebody.
No, I got it. I got it made. I went to the screen printer at the T Anchor flea market.
Sorry.
And yeah, it's my catchphrase.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a custom catchphrase. There's no reason to be sorry. I'm just explaining. It's my custom catchphrase. Have we covered that we named the Raid Mobile Larry? I don't think
we
have. Did we?
I don't know. If not, you just did.
I did.
I thought we did.
So Larry is the Larry the Raid Mobile.
A Rouse.
Oh, I need Rouse. I always need Rouse. Where's it?
It's right here.
Jerkus.
It's only like 62 CP.
That's fine. I'm going to give it pineapple and I'm going to catch its ass.
There. I have both of them. I have both of them now. Like the one that looks like a...
I don't. That's why I need a pineapple its ass.
I have the one with the fancy dress and then I have the one with the bell bottoms.
He even says it's a pantsuit.
I know, he says it's a pantsuit, but that's because he cosplays as one of them.
Oh, okay, that makes
and
sense.
And that's how he
that's how he
this.
Perceives
yeah, that's how he portrays it
perceives
as a
it too.
Yellow scum.
Yellow scum. Ugh. Instinct is going down.
Also, I want some bubble tea now. Don't know why. I just randomly was like Bulba. Bubble tea. What?
What?
Word association. Ducks.
Mm. Ah. Mine ran away.
Look at all them chickens.
Look at chickens. Space chickens.
Moon chickens.
Moon chickens. That's what it was. Moon chicken.
It was what? Space dinosaur and moon chicken.
Space dinosaur, moon chicken.
Moon chickens, what?
It's my band.
The Dialga is dubbed the space dinosaur, and the Cresselia is dubbed the moon chicken.
Okay.
Moon chicken. Moon chicken. Moon chicken. Blue Jim! Oh, that Snorlax is almost dead. I'm going to be ashamed if someone fucked it up.
I'd be ashamed if some Kenneth came around.
Fucked it up, Kenneth. It won't let me add anything.
Oh, no.
It says I'm not allowed. I'm a loser. Oh, hey, it's gonna let me add anything now that there's four in there.
I guess we were the four that took it over and then...
It's fine. I was only partially helping because I was distracted by myself.
That happens.
Because I'm retarded.
It happens from time
to time. I'm all like, oh, pretty raindrops. The currency.
Oh, I forgot to tag us where we are. We're at the Sunset Center, right, guys?
Yes.
Yeah. It's where all the art installations are, and there's
the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I don't know where the...
There's a bunch of galleries.
Crouch and... Foundation is, but it sounds dirty. Hey, they repainted the lines here.
Yeah, they did.
Recently.
That's nice. They also repainted the building, look.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it's like freshly...
Oh.
It looks fresh anyway.
I was like, I don't know if that's fresh or not.
It looks fresher than it did.
Still need more candies for
God. Them. The upgrade of the APOM is so creepy.
Yeah,
the double
I still need more stones.
I need more
Sin of Stones to evolve stuff, too.
I have 6 of them, and I have nothing to evolve.
Yeah, because you're a brat.
Spin these stones.
I wish I could spin these stones.
I know.
If there's one thing that I would add to the game, and Niantic, if you ever hear this, you must do something about this. I want to be able to send, like, junk that I have to people to other people.
Like, I have, like, the metal coats.
Yes.
If you need a metal coat to evolve something.
Yes.
You can trade a metal coat for the Sin of Stone.
Yeah, like, maybe, like, a once-a-day kind of thing where you could say,
hey. Like, you do, like, the one legendary Pokemon.
Not gifting items, but trading items.
Yes.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yes, trading
items. Not just the gifts, but being able to trade not just Pokemon, but, like, the items to evolve Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean, the technology is there. I'm sure it could be done. You know? Like, you just put, instead of putting a Pokemon inside the ball to do the trade, they, you know, you put...
There is a level 5 raid going on.
Oh. I think this is funny. I made a folder in my iPhone. It just says Bomb City. And it's got my Pokemon app, Discord, PokeGenie, the voice recording app, and GarageBand.
Oh my god.
We're heading to Greater Love Church.
Uh-huh. Greater Love.
For a 5-header with a Giratina.
Uh-huh. I did not.
And we're gonna 5-man this Joker. We're gonna take it out.
I did not have an egg in an incubator because I'm a loser. Shit.
I need to get some more incubators because I have a thing to hatch 5 eggs, and I'm like, son of a.
It's because there was an event.
Yeah,
where
they only
took half the time to hatch.
Oh,
or something.
I know. I saw that. I was like,
yeah, I missed it too. Alex had like 5 incubators going, and I'm like, you dick. Give me one of those. He's like, I can't gift them. I'm like,
see?
Nah.
See, that's what I'm saying. See?
Yeah.
It would be nice to be able to trade stuff.
Hi. Are you playing Pokemon too?
Probably not.
Are you ordering weed?
Huh? Maybe. Are you ordering from one of the multiple food apps that deliver?
More streets. Does Uber Eats deliver drugs?
Oh my god.
Does Favor deliver drugs? Because there's a market for that.
You can either zigzag from here, you can go down and then turn left.
Maybe in Colorado.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they do, I bet.
Okay. Yeah, mine seems to be okay.
Mine is... Yeah.
Okay, I'm going in.
Okay. All right,
here we go. Now, we are 5 manning this Giratina origin form.
That's what she said.
Kenneth told me one time of how to... Fuck it up, but...
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna see if I can...
Fucking our Pokemon?
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-oh.
I mean, I heard that's a thing.
Something about fucking Pokemon up there.
Is this how we get mythological genes in our gene pool?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean... It's fine. I already had Pokemon.
I have no revives.
You have no revives? I have like a ton of revives.
Again.
How do we get that from one character?
I wish that it did. That's
Niantic, if you hear this, make it available for us to trade items. Not just Pokemon.
You always keep bragging about having so many items.
I'm not bragging.
Oh, I've got like 75 of them.
I'm just like, that's not fair.
Wow. Your own husband.
Yep. My husband just burned me up real good.
Not bragging or anything.
I'm not bragging. I'm
just even of those.
2 seconds. We're going in.
I have 42 of those.
I was short, actually. I said 27. How do you have 42 revives?
I don't have 42 revives.
She was being sarcastic.
I'm being facetious.
Yeah, that too.
I've got like 15 of them.
Seashells?
Yes, I'm being seashells.
Seashells under
for
seashells.
For seashells. I'm being for seashells.
Did y'all know I got to level 34?
That's exciting.
I think it's because one of my friendships went up.
Yeah, that has a tendency to
and
really help.
Yeah,
with
it
the
put
leveling.
Me over, and I was like, frick you. So I'm level 34 now. That took so long.
Yeah.
Now it's going to take even longer to get to 35.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting at 36 right now, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, it's 2 million.
Yeah.
2 million to get to the next level. I'm just like,
I think
oh
mine's
half,
is it 1.5?
Yeah, I think it's 1.5.
To get to 34?
Yeah, and then to get to 35, I think from there was 1.7, 1.75.
Take that, you... dragon worm.
tentacle dragon worm.
What?
I like it. Oh no, all my Pokemon have fainted.
Well, we all almost got it.
It would have been better if I used better Pokemon the first round, but I forgot to heal, so it used the shitty ones first.
It would have been better if it had,
But I wasn't smart enough to heal my Pokemon before I went into battle.
That happens.
Yeah. So it used the mid-grade Pokemon first.
Mid-grade Pokemon.
Hey, stop doing mating dances, birds. It's raining. Give it a break.
It's the best time.
Is it the best time to do mating dances?
Oh what? My gosh.
What? I don't think
less friction.
I don't think there's
oh,
much,
yes.
I don't think there's
oh,
much
dude, first
friction
catch.
With birds.
That's the first time I've gotten it on the first throw.
Lots of squawking and flapping and they're done.
And it's a
what?
I was agreeing with you. Squawking and flapping and then they're done.
Yeah. Oh, done. They said Dawn.
Done.
I was like, I thought you called me Dawn. I was
no,
like, what the fuck
I'm
is Dawn?
You Dawn?
Like, ma'am, my name is not Dawn.
I was.
They know in Kirky now that I caught it.
Oh, they know in Kirky that I caught it?
Yeah.
In Kirky? Where's Kirky?
Albuquerque.
Oh, that one. Fuck it up, Kenneth. Sorry.
Trash.
I don't know. I'm okay. I swear.
Sure.
No. Just pretend.
Is she ever sure?
I can't. That's what everybody in my.
You're insane, and we are headed to the asylum.
Aww.
They're coming to take me.
I don't want to go back there.
It ain't going back. It's just returning.
But I don't want to go.
The package.
Oh.
Oh no.
Which package?
Mine.
You may have got a package.
No. Tuesday, it's taco day, and I'm like, bitch, every day is taco day if it's, you know, if you're brave enough.
You and your damn tacos.
What?
What?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, why?
Well, they dedicated Tuesday.
Oh.
Let
well, that's
their damn Tuesday.
I guess if they dedicate a day, then that's fine. As
but
long.
You're still bitching.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about it.
She's talking about it. She's not bitching. She's talking. It's a discussion point. Food is very important to the trash
food
panda.
Food is very important to me. I eat my feelings. Just saying.
I mean, yeah, I feel that.
It has a lot of feelings. I mean, look at me.
Jeez Louise.
What's that, babe?
Fab wants to battle.
Oh. He wants to just, he's just randomly battling you?
I guess so.
That's funny that he just happened to send you a battle request. He didn't need it, just out of the blue.
Yep.
Yeah, no messages or anything saying, hey, you want a battle or nothing? He's just like, I'm going to fight this Joker.
I'm going
to fight him.
Fight
him up real good.
Wonder
who's next.
I wonder if he's going to randomly select one of us.
Will knowing him, because that's just how he rolls.
And then Fab just sent us a message, said it was time to get swifty.
This concluded episode 1.5. If you like what you hear, go like us on Facebook at Bomb City Raiders Podcast. Find us on Instagram at Bomb City Raiders Podcast. Send us an email at bombcityraiderspodcast@gmail.com. And we also have our Patreon page set up. So if you'd like to, go take a look at that. We would greatly appreciate it. Thank you. And have an awesome day. This discussion was referenced in episode 1, and I decided to go ahead and release it. As usual, it's filled with craziness. Enjoy!
Raids. Not a panty raid, but a Pokemon raid.
Raids.
A panty raid.
Have you ever done a panty raid, Mary?
No. What is a panty raid? Educate me, please.
Oh my god, no!
Yes, I want to know what it is. I've not done one of those.
Isn't that when you, like, break into the girl's side of the whatever and they
steal
all
their panties?
Are
you trying to say you haven't done one?
I've done one.
Oh,
I haven't needed to do a panty raid because I like dick.
Wait, what?
Hey, you can do a boxer raid. It works just as well.
I mean,
what
is?
It's basically, like, it's a college thing or, well, somewhat of a thing where, like, when you have the dormitories, you break into, like, the guy's dorm or the girl's dorm, whichever side you're on.
Yeah.
And you basically go raid
through somebody's room and grab a pair of boxers or panties, whatever.
And take it back. Opposite gender's underwear.
Well, that's interesting.
But what do you do with them after you catch them?
Well, I mean, if there's a flagpole, you shoot it at the flagpole.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we did that at camp.
I thought you were supposed to jack off into them or something.
I was like, I'm confused.
I mean, you can do that too, but the flagpole was the more iconic one.
Oh. Okay.
Especially if you steal all of their boxers and they don't have any.
Oh, okay.
Because then, I mean, they're having to go commando trying to find their
shit. Now they're going out in the middle of the freaking commons area to get it off the flagpole.
Uh-huh. And then, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
It's interesting. I've never done that before. Maybe because I didn't go to college or anything like that.
I didn't go to college either. We did this at camp.
Oh, well, sick.
Camp!
I'm sorry!
Goddamn! I liked rolling a condom over a sweet potato and then hanging it on my friend's doorknob. That worked pretty well.
What? You need to stick a cucumber and, like...
Sweet potato with showers.
Did you do that?
I mean, it was dorm life, Mary.
So, yes.
What you did in the dorm.
The answer was yes.
I mean... You haven't lived a college life until you've done a slip and slide down the hallway.
True story.
Very true.
I mean,
okay.
If you've never done a slip and slide down the hallway, then I mean, we're gonna have to find a hall or something to rent out and give you that effect.
Or super soakers while you hide behind the edge of the door. And
yeah, that too.
Oh dear.
Your RA is shooting at you too.
Oh dear.